In today's prevalent culture, the institution of the family and faith are under attack. With absolute confidence in the grace and power of God, we at Forming Faithful Families, whose primary mission is strengthening families in the faith, have been inspired to put out into the deep, see Luke 5:4, to do our part to turn this tide. Forming Faithful Families, hosted by James Littleton, is a faithful and trustworthy weekly radio program in service to the new evangelization, saturated with scripture and containing teaching, reflections, anecdotes, and encouragement pertaining to our Catholic faith, with a substantial focus on marriage and family life faith formation.
Welcome to Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. I'm Jim Littleton. Today we're going to do something a little different. We're going to reflect upon the idea, the reality that God is near to the brokenhearted. In our next program or two, we will return to our series on Familiaris Consortio, but I'm compelled to talk about this topic today. God is near to the brokenhearted. Let's start with a prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Come, Holy Spirit, own us, possess us, teach us, move us, heal us in Jesus' name. The love of God has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. Romans 5:5. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Yes, God is near to the brokenhearted. Can I ask you a personal question? Yes, you. Can I ask you a personal question? Are you being crushed by adversity and fear? Are you feeling hopeless? Are you fearful? Are you carrying a heavy cross? I mean a very heavy, crushing cross. Is your cross a serious illness, incarceration, a broken relationship, the loss of a loved one, financial, mental, emotional, physical, spiritual? Crosses come in many, many different forms, and crosses are difficult. Crosses are painful. Sometimes crosses are excruciating. Yes, excruciating. Our crosses can seem overwhelming, crushing. Do you feel at times like you cannot even breathe? Well, I know a little bit about the cross, and I want to assure you with absolute confidence that our Lord Jesus is with you. Our Lord Jesus is with you, and He knows everything about your cross. Yes, be assured, He knows everything about your cross. You see, Jesus also hung and bled on a cross, and He did it for you. He did it for you. He cares deeply about your cross, and Jesus will see you through it. There is no doubt about this. Jesus will see you through your cross. His Good Friday and your Good Friday both lead to the joy of an Easter resurrection. This reality does not make your cross easy. As I said, crosses can be excruciating, but there is light at the end of the tunnel, and Jesus is that light. He is bringing you through that tunnel into His open arms, into His embrace. Well, okay, you and I are human. We are human. We are clay. And we are tempted. We are tempted at times to make the absurd choice of allowing fear to dominate us. We cannot allow fear to bring us down. We cannot allow fear to drive our decisions. No way. No. Fear-driven decisions are never good decisions. Good decisions are only made in a moment of calm and peace. We wait for that moment. We wait for that moment of calm and peace. Then we make a decision. In that time of calm and peace, will most certainly come to each of us if we wait for it. We wait for it with confidence in Jesus our Lord. If we wait on God, God our Father will come to our rescue. He will come to your rescue when? He will come to your rescue every single time. Every single time. You can count on this. Do not doubt this. There is nothing to fear. There is nothing to fear. Quote, everyone moved by the Spirit is a son of God. The Spirit you received is not the spirit of slaves bringing fear into your lives again. It is the spirit of sons, and it makes us cry out, Abba, Father. Romans 8:14-16. The Holy Spirit tells us through St. Paul, tells us through this Holy Scripture, tells us through this love letter from God to you, that there's nothing to fear, nothing to fear. He didn't say you must fear some things. He said there's nothing to fear. We're assured that everyone moved by the Spirit is a son of God. You're moved by the Spirit. Are you not? Well, if you are moved by the Spirit, then you are a beloved child of God. Yes, you are a beloved child of God. The Spirit you have received is not a spirit of slaves bringing fear into your life again. No, we are not to live by fear. We are not to sell ourselves into slavery to fear, because fear is not of God. You and I are beloved children of God, and God has all the power, and He cares for us. So what do we have to be afraid of? We are called to trust in Him. Trust in Him, not to be afraid. No, we are not to live by fear. We are not to live lives dominated by fear, and we're not to make decisions driven by fear. No, you are to live in the spirit of sons, in the spirit of the beloved child of God, your Father, that you are. And I know that you and I are only human, and so often we just want to cry out. So cry out to Him. Cry out to your Father. Abba, Abba, Abba. And He will come to your assistance when? Every time, every time. Why? Because He loves you and He never stops loving you. He loves you with an everlasting love. Believe this. Somehow, we have to get this through our thick heads, our thick hearts, and our spirits. I know I have a thick head and a thick heart. I want to get this through my thick head and my thick heart and my spirit. God, your Father, God, my Father, loves you. He loves me. He's with you. He will do anything for you. He will do everything for you. Just surrender to Him. Give everything over to your Heavenly Father and be at peace and not weighed down with anxiety, not weighed down with fear. Yes, we must pray, Abba, Abba. And yes, your Father hears you every single time. And He comes to your aid every single time. Now, let's have some transparency, some disclosure here. Do I personally always live a high level of trust and faith? No, I admit that I do not. But I am quickly reinvigorated, strengthened, made new when I turn to my Heavenly Father in prayer. When I turn and recognize His perpetual presence in my life, His perpetual care for me. Yes, when I turn to Abba, my Daddy in heaven, my Daddy who stands with me, who is in me at every moment. And yes, I am reinvigorated and strengthened and made new every time I partake of the Holy Sacraments, every time I go to confession and my sins are washed away in the blood of our Lord Jesus, in the words of absolution, by our Lord Jesus through His holy priest. And every time I participate in Holy Mass every time I receive Jesus' body, blood, soul, and divinity, truly Jesus, in Holy Communion. Praised be Jesus. Praise be Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for everything. Thank you for being my faithful Father, my Father of mercies, who will never leave me, who will absolutely never let me down. Believe me, Abba, your Heavenly Father, is doing everything for you. He's not going to leave you. He's not going to let you down. Let's be grateful to Him. Yes, He is all-powerful God, but He is your faithful Father who will never leave you. He is your Father of mercies. Stay close to Him. I quote my Jerusalem Bible, Psalm 71, 14 to 21. I promise that, ever hopeful, I will praise you more and more. My lips will proclaim your righteousness and power to save all day long. I will come in the power of Yahweh to commemorate your righteousness, yours alone. God, you taught me when I was young, and I am still proclaiming your marvels. Now that I am old and gray, God, do not desert me. Let me live to tell the rising generation about your strength and power, about your heavenly righteousness. God, you have done great things. Who, God, is comparable to you? You have sent me misery and hardship, but you will give me life again. You will pull me up again from the depths of the earth. Prolong my old age and once more comfort me. I want to reflect deeply on the scripture passage I just read, that hopefully I just prayed, Psalm 71, verses 14 to 21. But we're going to take a quick break and come back shortly to continue our reflection. So we're talking about the fact that God is near to the brokenhearted. I'm Jim Littleton, Forming Faithful Families, and our website is formingfaithfulfamilies.com or formingfaithfulfamilies.org. Either will get you to the same site. You can call us at 708-334-1988. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Forming Faithful Families is now offering our 15-episode video series on DVD, filmed in stunning high definition with a free downloadable Small Faith Discussion Group program guide. We hope that you will consider purchasing, implementing, and promoting this video series at the personal and small group level. Forming Faithful Families is a faithful and trustworthy parish-based and small faith community program for marriage and family life faith formation in service to the new evangelization pertaining to the Catholic faith. Listen to this recommendation. Firmly grounded in the teaching of the Catholic Church, sacred scripture, and the wisdom of the saints, with this series, James and Kathleen offer a thirsty world a refreshing and satisfying drink. It also makes a great gift with eternal benefits for both the giver and the receiver. To order your DVD set today, visit formingfaithfulfamilies.com or call 708-334-1988. That's formingfaithfulfamilies.com or call 708-334-1988.
Faced with chronic lymphocytic leukemia, James Littleton came to more profoundly cherish what matters most, his relationship with God and his family. Through numerous courses of chemotherapy and an eventual bone marrow transplant, James was able to share his strong faith with God with others undergoing difficult times. Healed through cancer and other adversities highlights the principles this father of 19 relied on. James found many forms of healing that come through trials. Find consolation, encouragement, and helpful insights for your own struggles. Healed Through Cancer and Other Adversities offers inspiration and faith-building reminders of the God who offers so much that we may truly live. Seize hope to overcome your own difficulties in this uplifting account of one man's fascinating, self-reflective, and inspirational journey with cancer. Order your copy at formingfaithfulfamilies@gmail.com or request it from your local Catholic or secular bookstore.
I'm Jim Littleton, Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. And we return to our reflection upon the truth that God is near to the brokenhearted. Yes, God is near to the brokenhearted. We left off praying Psalm 71, 14 to 21, which began with, I promise that ever hopeful, I will praise you more and more. My lips shall proclaim your righteousness and power to save all day long. So yes, let's promise God our Father that we will be ever hopeful. We will be ever hopeful. Why should we not with a God like ours? And let us praise Him. Let us praise Him more and more. Let our lips proclaim God's righteousness because He is righteous. Yes, let's proclaim His righteousness to everyone. Listen, God is the one with the power to save. No one else but God. No one else but Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The most holy Trinity has the power to save. Jesus, our Lord, has the power to save. And when does the psalmist say that God saves us? When does He save us? He saves us all day long. In other words, all the time, constantly, no exceptions. Listen, you can come in the power of Yahweh. You and I can do that. Let's do that. Let's come in the power of our Lord God and commemorate His righteousness, His alone. Yes, God our Father has chosen to make you and to make me righteous by sending His Son Jesus to suffer and die on the cross for us, for you, taking away our sins and making us righteous in the eyes of God. What a blessing to be made righteous in the eyes of God. I am so grateful. Are you grateful? This righteousness has been conferred on you and conferred on me, not through our merits, but as a gift that we should be so grateful for. Listen to the beautiful and true Catechism of the Catholic Church, 1992. Justification has been merited for us by the passion of Christ, who offered Himself on the cross as a living victim, holy and pleasing to God, and whose blood has become the instrument of atonement for the sins of all men. Justification is conferred in baptism, the sacrament of faith. It conforms us to the righteousness of God, who makes us inwardly just by the power of His mercy. Its purpose is the glory of God and of Christ and the gift of eternal life. End quote. There is so much depth there. But note that justification has been merited for us by the passion of Christ. Jesus offered Himself on the cross for you as a living victim, a holy victim, pleasing to God. And the precious blood of Jesus has become the instrument of atonement for the sins of all men, for your sins. And we are all sinners. We all need God's mercy. Yes, if you've been baptized, justification has been conferred upon you, the sacrament of faith. This conforms you to the righteousness of God. This justification conferred in baptism makes you inwardly just. How? Why? You are made inwardly just by the power of God's mercy. God's mercy. And the purpose of all this is the glory of God, the glory of Christ, and the gift to you of eternal life. Yes, the gift of eternal life to all who will accept it, to all who will not push God away, to all who repent and receive God's mercy, but in particularly, this gift is for you. Yes, for you. And this passage from the Catechism goes on to quote Romans 3, 21 to 26, But now, the righteousness of God has been manifested apart from law. Although the law and the prophets bear witness to it, the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all who believe. For there is no distinction, since all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, they are justified by His grace as a gift through the redemption which is in Christ Jesus, whom God put forward as an expiation by His blood, to be received by faith. This was to show God's righteousness, because in His divine forbearance He had passed over former sins. It was to prove at the present time that He Himself is righteous, and that He justifies him who has faith in Jesus. Well, that is you and that is me, is it not, dear friend? We have faith in our Lord Jesus, and what a gift this faith is. Now, back to the subject of fear versus trust. Trust in Jesus. I think we need to not dwell on ourselves and our own problems so much. I think we need to reach out to others and help them. And I think that by doing so, we help ourselves. We cannot remain turned in on ourselves. Let's proclaim God's marvels to others. God is constantly performing marvels of love for us, marvels of love for you. And perhaps like me, you're getting older and grayer, like the psalmist. Well, God is not going to desert you. He has allowed you to live until this very day. He will let you live to tell the rising generation about God's strength and His power. The rising generation needs to hear all about this. They need to hear all about God's heavenly righteousness. Let others know about the great things God has done for you. Take some time, pray, retreat, and just contemplate all the things God has done for you, all the marvels He has worked in your life. And then let others know about the great things God has done for you. God has done tremendous things for me. By the grace of God, I want to tell you, I want to share all about God and everything He's done for me, all the marvels He's worked for me in His heavenly righteousness. I want to shout this from the rooftop. Do you not want to do the same? Others need to hear your story. They need to hear the truth. They need inspiration. They need encouragement. They need to hear about the tremendous love God has for them. Well, we'll take a quick break and come back to talk more about how God is near to the brokenhearted. There is no need to let adversity and fear get the best of you. God is with you. He'll never leave you, and He's got your back. I'm Jim Littleton of Forming Faithful Families. FormingFaithfulFamilies.com. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
You'll find a little bit of yesterday that will delight you today at the Family Hearth General Store, a nonprofit ministry of Forming Faithful Families in historic Frankfort, Illinois. The 1870s style old storefront honors home, faith, and family life, featuring vintage wares and unique gifts for special family occasions. From Victorian replicas, vintage decor, quilts, candles, antique samplers, and jewelry, to unique books, hand-milled soaps, old-time candy, ice cream, and bottles of pop, you'll find a warm welcome here around the family hearth. A cozy fireplace, fresh gourmet coffees, and teas await your visit. So come, sit a spell. Find us on the main street of Frankfort at 119 Kansas Street, and be sure to visit the online store at formingfaithfulfamilies.com. Like us on Facebook or give us a call at 708-334-1988. Thank you for listening to Forming Faithful Families.
families. You listen to us to find ways to strengthen your family in the faith and to better live out your role as Catholic parents. Please help us help you. We appreciate your prayers and a donation to help support this program. Any donation will be a blessing. You can also become one of Forming Faithful Families partners with a monthly donation. It's easy. Visit formingfaithfulfamilies.com and click on the donate link. There you'll find our mailing address to send a check or use the PayPal button to make a secure donation. You can even call Forming Faithful Families to make a donation at 708-334-1988. That's 708-334-1988. Forming Faithful Families is a 501(c) charitable organization. Click on the donate link at formingfaithfulfamilies.com. See and support the entire scope of our ministry. Help us help you with your prayers and a donation as we're Forming Faithful Families.
We would like you, our listeners, to know that James and Kathleen Littleton of Forming Faithful Families are available individually or as a couple nationally as speakers. They offer talks, retreats, and workshops on a variety of Catholic themes. James and Kathleen can be reached with questions or speaking engagement requests at formingfaithfulfamilies@gmail.com or call 708-334-1988. Visit their website at www.formingfaithfulfamilies.com.
I'm Jim Littleton, Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. We return to our reflection upon the fact that God is near to the brokenhearted. Delving back into Psalm 71, 14-21, who, God, is comparable to you? You have sent me misery and hardship, but you will give me life again. You will pull me up again from the depths of the earth, prolong my old age, and once more comfort me. End quote. Who, God, is comparable to you? Yes, perhaps God has sent you some misery and hardships. I know, it's tough. It can be very tough, but no matter how tough things are, no matter how tough things get, no matter how deep the darkness, God is there to give you life again. God, your Father, will pull you up again from the depths of the earth as he has in the past. And we pray that he will prolong your old age, and he will once more comfort you. We can count on that from our good God. He will always comfort us. Sure, at times God will make us feel uncomfortable about our sins so that we repent, so that we go to confession, but it's all done out of love. It's all done out of love. Everything God does is out of love. God, your Father, wants to comfort you. So please share your story, your words of encouragement with others. Yes, you are called to evangelize, to share your faith, to share the love of Jesus with others. There are some God has put and will put in your life, those you will cross paths with, who not only need to hear this message of hope, this good news that you have to share, but in some cases, perhaps many cases, you are the only one who can reach that particular person. Can you see the responsibility here? Listen, we live in a nihilistic culture, a nihilistic, confused culture, lacking hope, lacking the grace and sight to see the great value of the gift of life, of their own lives, not knowing how much God loves them. What a time we are blessed to live in. What an opportunity we have to do so much good with our faith. We have the answer. We have the answer to every question. We have the answers for the very purpose of life that so many are searching for, and often in the wrong places. So God is counting on you. He's counting on me to share our faith, to share our hope, to share the good news of our Lord Jesus with everyone we can, to courageously fulfill our mission. And what tremendous good news we have to share. And when we do help others, it will bring us out of our own, here's another big word, our own narcissism, our own self-centeredness and self-absorption. The fact is, when we help others, we will be much happier ourselves. On our next program, we'll be back to talk more about the fact that God is near to the brokenhearted. I'm Jim Littleton, Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. don't forget that you're God's masterpiece. God love you.
You have been listening to Forming Faithful Families, hosted by James Littleton. Visit their website, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. Email them at formingfaithfulfamilies@gmail.com or call 708-334-1988. That's 708-334-1988.